The Department of Social Welfare in Bonafo says it is engaged in assessing all inmates of children's homes in Bonafo with a view to possibly reuniting inmates with surviving relations like their biological parents or extended family relations. This move is in line with Ghana's policy of promoting family-based care for orphans and vulnerable children as opposed to institutional care in children's homes and orphanages. The Bonafo Regional Director of the Department of Social Welfare, Emmanuel Anipa, made this known at a training program for district social welfare officers and other partners to promote family-based care. John Sam Arthur has sent this report.
Once upon a time, children's homes or orphanages were not common in Ghana, with only 3 state-run homes in the country. This was mainly due to the extended family system, which saw children in need catered for by family members. But after the Nanumba-Konkuma War in the 80s, Ghana was bequeathed with many orphans. This, coupled with the waning extended family support system, led to the proliferation of orphanages in the country. Currently, there are 9 children's homes in Bonafo handling 182 inmates. Meanwhile, nationwide, the number of orphanages has grown from 10 in 1996 to about 148 as at now, catering for 4,000 inmates. But over the years, it has become clear that about 80% of inmates in children's homes are not really orphans, as their parents are still alive. Again, most homes do not follow laid down procedures, particularly in the admission of inmates. They have inadequate staff and operate without licenses. Generally, institutionalization has been the order of the day instead of family care for orphaned or vulnerable children. Since 2007, Ghana has introduced the Care Reform Initiative to deep emphasize institutional care and promote family-based care for orphans. The training program was therefore to get social welfare officers and other stakeholders to be more in sync with the initiative. Addressing them, the Bonafo regional boss of the Department of Social Welfare, Emmanuel Anipa, said emphasis on family-based care is to ensure that vulnerable children get the best of care. In a presentation, an official of the Department of Social Welfare, Patrick Ajiman, said Ghana is now promoting adoption and foster parentage to ensure care for children in a family setting. He said more poorly run homes will be closed down while there is a freeze on the establishment of new ones. Mr. Ajiman further said those that continue to operate must be run properly. He added that they must have care plans, care orders, and a discharge plan, since inmates must be in homes for the shortest possible time. He revealed that since the Care Reform Initiative started, 85 orphanages have been closed down nationwide, with 3 of them in the Bonafo region. He also said 250 resource persons have been trained in family care, while an improved foster care and adoption regulation is almost ready. For Radio Ghana, John Samatha in Sunyai.